Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of June 2019. Supreme Court has rejected the plea by former IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt to examine additional witnesses in a case where he is facing trial for alleged custodial torture which took place almost 30 years ago. The lower court has been directed to complete the trial by the 20th of June, 2019. Telangana High Court has issued notices to 14 state Congress legislators over their merger with the ruling Telangana Rashtra Samiti in both houses of the state legislature. The court also issued notices to the Assembly Speaker, Council Chairman, Legislature Secretary and the Election Commission. Jharkhand High Court has granted a stay in proceeding against Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar in a lower court, thereby providing a huge relief to him in a case related to alleged insult and provocation, knowing that it would cause break of public peace. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that mere entries in the books of accounts do not prove genuineness of the expenditure. The tribunal further noted that the contention that profit arising on account of sale of the property cannot be brought to tax as the land was sold in the capacity of holding power of attorney cannot be accepted because the profits were assessed under the head profit and gain of business. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has noted that the remuneration paid to director of company, who is an experienced chartered accountant in proportion with his experience which has no bearing on his shareholding, cannot be construed as dividend under the Income Tax Act, 1961. Karnataka High Court has quashed and set aside an order passed by the lower court taking cognizance of a complaint filed by a patient against an ENT surgeon, alleging medical negligence. The court allowed the plea filed by Dr. Prabhakara, who sought to quash the proceedings on grounds that no expert opinion was taken before taking cognizance as is prescribed in cases of medical negligence. Supreme Court, while providing relief to the priest of the temple arrested following the death of seven pilgrims in a stampede outside temple, waived the condition of paying 70 lakh rupees for grant of bail to him. The chief priest of the temple in Tiruchirappalli had moved the Supreme Court against the order of the Madras High Court which had imposed a bail condition on him that he would pay 10 lakh rupees each by bank drafts in the name of one family member of each of the seven victims. Supreme Court has directed status quo for 8 weeks on a project to widen the road near Savitri Cinema intersection in Greater Kailash, South Delhi. A few hundred meter patch is a traffic bottleneck, which is hanging fire for nearly a decade, and often leads to traffic jam for hours. Supreme Court has observed while applying tests laid down by precedents for determining whether a contract laborer is a direct employee or not has quashed the award of a labor court which had directed reinstatement of retrenched workers. Madras High Court has directed the Bar Council of Tamil Nadu in Puducherry to initiate disciplinary action against seven advocates involved in duplicate motor accident claims. The court, while taking a serious view of the involvement of lawyers and touts in the process of filing multiple insurance claims for an accident, had earlier appointed an expert body headed by retired Judge K. Chandra to inquire into the menace. Bombay High Court has asked the police to file a case against leader of opposition in the Maharashtra Legislative Council Dhananjay Mundhe in connection with alleged illegal purchase of government land in Bid district. Madras High Court has issued an interim injunction against Koliyal Thirukkalam. It has asked the producers of Koliyal Thirukkalam to respond on the 21st of June. Such interim injunction has been issued after Balaji Kumar, director of Vidyaman, obtained the rights of the novel Koliyal Thirukkalam from Sujatha's wife for 10 lakhs rupees. He appealed to the Madras High Court to stop the makers from releasing the film with the same name since it is a violation of copyright. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to provide steps taken by it to supply drinking water to Tutaluka in Bidar district. The court observed that right to have drinking water is a part of right guaranteed under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1950. Madras High Court has observed that power to punish would stand triggered only once it is established that an assessee has committed an offence. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has noted that the income received from the sale of cocoons is not agricultural income and is taxable as income from other sources under the Income Tax Act, 1961. A special National Investigation Agency, NIA, court has sentenced a Mumbai-based businessman to life imprisonment and imposed a fine of 5 crore rupees on him for leaving a hijacked threat note on a Jet Airways plane in October 2017. After the incident, the businessman has become the first person to be put under the national no-fly list, and was also the first to be booked under the new Anti-Hijacking Act, 2016. Reserve Bank of India has said that it will lift all charges on fund transfer through popular RTGS and NEFT systems from the 1st of July, 2019 and asked banks to pass on the benefits to customers from the same day.